to another program of Savoir Faire, the program about design and designers, which is being brought to you by the History of Art Department, University of Malta, under the coordination of Dr. Giuseppe Scambri Bonacci. My name is Melanie Farrugia, and I will be your hostess during these programs. I remind you that you can follow images of what we will be discussing by accessing the following website, melfarrugia.wix.com/savoirfaire. So today we will be discussing filigree, again with our special guest, Francesca Balsan. This will be followed by an interview in Maltese with filigree jewelry designer Charles Gerada. And later on we will meet Nadej René Kassar, who is a contemporary jewelry designer in Malta. Francesca, do you think there is a strong evidence that filigree has been in Malta for many centuries?
Well, we have had some sporadic references to filigree in the past, in the distant past. One of the earliest references to filigree is the Einklip Armilla, which was found in Einklip, and it's been dated to the 8th, basically 8th to the 7th century BC, probably made in Phoenicia, so not made in Malta at all. Later on, medieval times, we don't really have references to filigree in medieval times, but then in the 16th century, filigree items are included in an inventory, and there are some other references as well. Was it produced in Malta? I doubt it, not at that stage. I think later on, probably from Sicily, we must have acquired this craft and learnt to do filigree ourselves. Now, the problem with filigree, of course, is that certain designs are repeated in many, many different countries. It's very widespread as a craft, and it's been worked at over centuries, and the same designs are repeated through the centuries. So sometimes it's very, very hard to date it. Many times it's not even hallmarked because it's so fragile. You cannot punch it. So you have a bit of a problem with actually dating and homing in on this particular area. However, jewelers will tell you that they recognize Maltese filigree from other filigree because the way certain designs are put together and the types of jewelry are very typical to Malta. We do know, for example, that buttons became very popular in Malta, buttons made of filigree, and there's very strong evidence, lots of survivals of them in the 17th and 18th century. And at that stage, we have a lot of references. By the 18th century, we have references to filigree making, references to jewelers who actually produce filigree as part of their whole range of products, if you like. So there, we have no doubt that filigree was already established. Then, of course, in the 19th century, filigree becomes the craft that gets associated with Malta. Lots and lots of filigree artists. It was a very desirable object. If you were passing through Malta, and Malta at the time was extremely cosmopolitan, lots of people stopping on board ships on their way eastwards would stop in Malta, and you know, they have a couple of hours or a few days. What would you buy as a souvenir, but a precious souvenir for your sweetheart back home? You'd buy a piece of filigree, you'd buy a piece of lace. These were the crafts most strongly associated with Malta. So much so that in 1851, the great exhibition of 1851, that was held, of course, in the Crystal Palace in London, Malta had a stand, and on our stand we were represented by filigree. So already we had a showing there of filigree. We know that the Victoria and Albert Museum, the greatest design museum worldwide practically, acquired objects of filigree in the 19th century from one of the international exhibitions. They acquired Maltese filigree objects. They're still in their collection to this very day. I view them, they appreciate them, they display some of them as well. So at that stage, filigree becomes extremely important. 19th century, Maltese filigree acquires greater recognition. Sadly, nowadays, Maltese filigree is relegated to something just for tourists. We won't wear it ourselves, not fashionable. It's seen as frumpy. It's actually very, very sad because it is being completely outpriced by these cheap imports from other countries, where labor is much cheaper. It's being passed off as Maltese filigree in our shops, and this is really sad because it's completely killing off the trade, killing off any impetus to innovate with our filigree, and as a result we have just a handful of filigree artists still working, still persevering, and I think this should be taken up on an institutional level to protect our filigree trade and to enhance it, to give it some sort of boost and some sort of encouragement, because it is a centuries-old trade and craft and an art, really, which really deserves to be encouraged.
And these cheap imports, is it easy to identify if one was made in wood, or they are done by hand as well? Or?
They are done by hand, but but the problem is that the market is tourists, of course, and tourists cannot tell the difference, and they are replicating our designs, so it's very close to Maltese filigree, it's very hard to tell them apart. So we need more knowledge, more education, and perhaps we need to start cracking down on ones that are sold as Maltese when in fact they're not. Because this is what is killing off the trade. Any filigree artist will tell you, the few that remain will tell you, that really there is no future in filigree.
Thank you, Francesca Balzan. And now we will meet Charles Gerada, who will be telling us more about how filigree is done. This interview will be done in Maltese. Charles, grazie tali accettate l'istedina, tali in atman allum, kif inti?
Grazie l'kom u kwadu, għazum u xazina, grazie l-bambin.
Charles, kemm ilef dan qasam tal-filigran, u kif bdejt?
Ilem għal 55 years. Bdejt ta' 15 sena, kom bdejt ma' mallem, għam il-sisson u nofs miegħu, bat għeddiċi dejt nitlaqa r-rasi. U bdejt pas-pas dejjem, u kontum u nishtilodla, naqra, u armajt il-workshop, u fqajt dejjem t-zilupan l-inja li jkoll jgħat fija.
U minn dejjem konta ebbazat fuq filugrani u għamil xogħli toħrajn?
Le, bdejna fuq il-filugrani, xmin li mallim konna l-kizmin il-filugrani, ġim bdejt l-axħar tal-59 u bat 60, xin għamil sa 66 u 67. Mal-mallem. Dak iż-żmien mal-mallem kun ħadmu ħafna filigran. Filigran kien xi ħaġa domanda kbira qabel għal Malta. Kien jiġu festi, kien ġej hemmhekk mal-mallem kun ħadmu ħafna filigran. Mbagħad jien qbadt il-linja fuq il-fidda għax biex naqbad kont biex naqbad għax mal-mallem kont naħdmu dejjem deb. Ma biex naħdem id-deb kont tibda xejn diffiċli, mbagħad ix-xogħol tal-fidda. Fu l-fuċċol tal-fidda mxejt, kelli domanda jah, u tlaqtillu mallem.
U bdejt għal-rasi.
U bdejt naħdem għal-rasi.
Milli naf, it-tifla tijak qed tkompli fil-passi tijak.
Illum eżatt, illum, bad kien hemm it-tifla tijak illum illa xi 26 sena fis-sena x'armejn issa, u ġiet fuq il-bank, miegħi fuq ix-xogħol, ix-xogħol ġobha, u baqgħet taħdem fuq. Dak iż-żmien konna naħdmu ħafna deb, dak iż-żmien konna naħdmu xogħol ta' barbazzali. Xogħol ta' ċeketta tfal, bazzoletti tal-isem.
Barbazzali.
Barbazzali, il-barbazzali huma katina twila, kienu kollha xi boċċi magħha, ikollha hija karfusa magħha forma tal-karfusa biċċiet. Barbazzali huwa jkunu xi sitt piedi twil u jidħlu ma' tmimni tħolqa fih u kull ħolqa saljeta waħda waħda. Kikunu dabbling, żewġ ħolloq ġewġ xulxin. Stil antik ħafna. Xa dejjem naħdmu fuq stil antik jisuk għandna dejjem dik is-sistema.
Bħala disinni, inti tiddisinja il-ġewri wkoll jew disinn tal-filugran?
Eżatt, ekku, meta tiġini idea, l-ewwel ħaġa ngħidlek, impinġi ma nafx jien. Sorta tagħna, kont taf tpinġi tgħinek ħafna. Però jien ma wkoll naf impinġi, però daħħal nara nimmaġina ħaġa moħħi, neħu daqsxej skeċċa dejja fuq biċċa karta sempliċement kemm neħu daqsxej disinn. Il-framek jien. U mbagħad għandha l-biċċa għadda tal-Burżella bil-wajer tara xi disinn li tkun trid. U mbagħad ġewwa iżjed ma tagħlob ara bil-wajer bl-outline id-disinn li tkun trid, u mbagħad ġewwa iżjed taħroġ id-disinn kif kont tixtieq inti, tvarjaħ kif trid id-disinn.
Tgħidilna daqsxejn kif isir il-filugran bħala teknikament.
Mill-bidu. Lew ma jkollna jkollok il-metall li huwa deb jew fidda dak li tkun trid. Id-deb biex taħdmu għall-filugran, taqbad id-deb tħaltu dak li nxtarat 24 karat, kun qed ninżel 8 karat. Kull ma tkun titħallatu daqsxejn jrammu fidda miegħu bil-qies apposta għandna s-somma kif tinħadem biex jiġi eżatt għandek one quarter ma' three quarters biex dejjem tiġi viċin 1000. Tħabbel u tiġbed il-wajer, dak għandna rollers u rumbli għandhom il-kanali, għax meta ddew poddu ebġo kanal. U dak l-ingott, dak għandu l-ingott tal-materja, xi 7 inch, 6 inches twil.
Isolapes
jew bajru kun dak xejn twil, dik il-ħxuna kun ta' bajru. Mbagħad dak jgħaddih minn deġa' rombli u minn one quarter kwadru biex niftehmu jinżil lek 1 mm. Dan il-wajer dejjem jgħaddi id-deb kont qed issaħnu. Ngħidu lu tirkoċieħ. Kultant kont għax id-deb jibbislek, kalla jibda jenqas għandek, jisurjalek. Il-fidda l-fidda pers li radba, ma speċjalment mit-tamela għal-furugranu, il-fidda tħallija kifini, id-dewiba u taqbad t-tiġbila, dik tħallija biex il-fidda radba ħafna, tibqa lek soft ħafna, u tibqa nizla sal-axar, tibqa fejn kontrit. Però id-deb għandek l-ingottu tibqa nizla l-bieħ għax xtit biex taħdem il-furugranu. Għal-fidda biex taħdem il-furugranu, tittamel l-ingott għal-furugranu tibqa nizla l-bieħ sal-axar. Però biex tamel l-outline, tittamel ingott ieħor biex iżidu kemm kemm rammew għajkun jista'
jibbiżgħu għal-disin li
biex tagħmel id-disin għal ikun tista' toħroġ id-disin x'in kellek tħalli qarta b'ħafna intu timla joqgħod titlef id-disin tiegħu. U dak dak ir-rombli mbagħad ngħidulhom għandna l-filliri, tinsef fuq il-fillira, dejjem għaddejti tagħmel ponta fit-tarf u dejjem tiġbed il-wajer. Inġibed għandna tnalja posta u talbot mal-morsa u dejjem tiġbed il-wajer. Mbagħad meta tasal. Ma ta' xin basu jirqaqlek ħafna.
U diffiċli ta' biex għaktit ħafna saħħa biex
biex biex? Le, b'nidem nur jinġibet, ma' mux das. Il-fidda rajtba ħafna u d-deb, dejjem ti t-saħnu, fetse kull 10 darba, kull 15 darba, ta' ta' t-saħnu għalli t-kolċi ħalli jirtab, għalli għem iż-żommu soft. U l-fidda dejjem tibqa nizza tal-ħar, pero mbagħad meta jasar, mbagħad jitwellek ħafna. Dak għandna trafila ngħidula, żewġ rombli, rombli kull naħa. Bil-manivell u fin-nofs ikollok dajs huwa rubin u inti tgħaddi l-wajer minn ġodha rubin. Għandek mill-50 sa 24. U għandek il-wajer jiġi għandek 0.50. U mbagħad jaqalek sa 0.25 iris. Għandek dejjem tkebbeb tgħaddi l-wajer minn naħa l-oħra, il-wajer u dejjem jirqa' dejjem jirqa' u dejjem għaddej minn naħa l-oħra sakemm jinżel il-gejġ li tkun tridu inti. U mbagħad meta jinġibed kollu l-wajer. Naka toħorġu minn ġodha rombli, minn ġodha romblu, id-dawlu tajjeb bil-wajer tal-ħadit. Ħadit u bħal passaperla, kun apposta nżawħaħna għal tal-ħadit najdulu. Biex inti s-saħnu, dak il-wajer, mbagħad terġa' tħollu dak. U dak il-wajer li rqiq li jkun 0.25, dak tagħmlu bit-tnejn. Qabel fl-antik kienu jdawru, kellhom rombli bledej. Isom tip simili, l-lum jamlu ta' granotel, kif jamlu ħbitnejn, biex b'dem t-femnezja. L-lum tamlu mal-buffer, mal-motor, zommu bitnalja, u d-dawru, dak jġik mibrum, jġik bitnejn, jġik rob bitnejn. Meta jkun rob, jek dak taqbdu, u t-ċatjaħ. Biex jġik dal-wera li jorejtek, dinna jidu l-rizzol.
Għanna ritrat fuq il-websajt.
Rajt, u dana, da' pes jgħonek jgħat il-pizzijat, jgħat fossonek il-pizzijat, tara, dak jgħat ċat, u fit-taf il-pizzijat.
Għaskon t-indunajt fil-bibli.
Rajt, eħe, għaxdak jgħat rob bitnejn, mibrum tajjeb, jgħu wahda t-misma l-ohra. Un bat t-ċatjaħ, u t-ċatjaħ importanti, li zommu l-gieġ dak li tkun taqbdu biex kun tista' jinħadem għal-burzella. Mbagħad bih dak tibda timla d-disin li tkun trid.
Kemm tieħu ħin biex titlestil il-wajer?
Skont kwantità li tagħmel. Skont kwantità.
Ejja ngħidu dirja għandna ritratt tagħha.
Eżatt, fenna dejjem għandek tlezzijat biex tagħmel għalik u tlezzijat.
Ma nixtieqkom taraw id-dettall taħka kif ma sniet iċ-ċatjaħ dal-wajer. Skont indunajt fil-bidu fil-bidu.
Dak hija bit-tnejn u ċatjat. Għed bitnejn il-ċatjat. U mat għansi tamel il-rizzor, dak rizzorjdu. Kem ta' d-deb u ta' fidda l-istess ħagġa. U mat inti timliħ, timla, nissum ħatamel parimsil, ħamel misluta, id-disinjajt l-outline, imlejta, għamil tal-għal għost li tkun il-varjt jen hopp invarjaħ.
U il-frame jisir b'dan il-wajer li għan retrattiv
għaktar. Dak najdu l-voltara. Dak najdu l-voltara ħana. Dak su tħallih 0.40, 0.35 u t-ċatjaħ. Importanti naħdmu ħafna fuq il-mikrometer, ħalli speċjalment fuq id-deb, jekk inti tal-ħannu tajtu parimsielet bi-prezz ta' 10 grammi, jekk jgħidlek hemm li ġiex pari oħra, darba pari oħra, sitt pari oħra, inti tiegħmlu ta' 10 grammi. Ħalli żommlu l-istess prezz. Mhux tħaxxinlu d-deb, idħol iżjed d-deb u jkollu varjazzjoni fil-prezz. Ara bi wieħed ieħor jibqa' fuq dik il-linja. Mbagħad meta inti timla l-oġġett li jkollok. poġġu fuq ix-xogħol fuq ħġieġa. Tipprepara s-saldatura, s-saldatura tkun l-istess metal deppju fidda, però jkollu taħlita iżjed miegħu ta' alloys biex tkun iżjed soft. Mhux il-karat, il-metall l-alloy irattaba, irattaba. U mbagħad poġġu fuq ħġieġa għandna biċċa dan ngħidu la buraġġiera, isa pipa, titfa' s-saldatura ġo fiha, fit-tarf fejn il-biċċa tal-pipa għandek ippizzjat. Għadin bil-burzella taqbad t-xejkja fuq għandek l-kursjar u jaqa s-saldatura taqqa fuq l-oġġet li kollok fuq l-ħġieġa. L-ħġieġa kun xerrabta bl-ilma, teħli dak il-frak jahillek ma l-ilma. U s-saldatura tkun xej borax maħħa u mbagħad inti s-saħħan il-metall l-oġġet li kollok u s-saldatura tinżel.
U jaqat kollox.
U jaqat kollox. L-importanti u ma inti timla speċjalment fuq id-deb jkollok kull punta nisma oħra. Kull tidwira titkun tmisma oħra. Tħalli l-ispazju ħidher id-disin għax inkella jiċċappa. Imminti dik kull tarf importanti li ħalli ma tinti tissaldja, dak jiġik biċċa waħda. U mbagħad once li tagħmel mbagħad ta' jkun ti tittellaħħa timbuzza, jew tilwija, tagħmel sabta San Ġwan tilwieħda xejn jiġik ferba. U mbagħad tkun flizzit tallavora l-xogħol li tkun trid. Dejjem l-istess ħaġa, tfassal timla u żid ix-xogħol li tkun trid.
L-proċess vera kbira kemm il-wieħed
imma. L-proċess sabiħ immens hija.
U kif hini s-sitwazzjoni tal-lum il-filugran li jsir tradizzjonalment Malta?
Is-sitwazzjoni llum kif nara t-turizmu li jgħu llum nippretendi jgħu ħafna ħafna iżjed Arġentina jien u ħafna iżjed xogħol. Però kompetizzjoni li għandna ta' barra. Il-kompetizzjoni li jgħu hija.
Għax qed jiġi importat xogħol il-filugran minn barra.
Qed jiġi importat. Et iġi importat. U jennu fanat eżempju, mitt-tambet għabdejt jen, li għabel kien iġi nofs miljon turist, kien tjenu kelli tlet lavranti uħra miħaj. Illum.
Jiġu ħafna ktar turisti, pero mawx.
Pero xommu, mux dik bid-domanda li kien qabel. U ħafna mal-min naqsu. Illum ftit, illum toddom fuq sabajk l-għamil, għabel kona ħafna mal-min. U sabiħ tal-idej għandek uħra, għasabiħ tal-idej, inti kull malla mandu l-linja tijaw. Jien kelli l-linja tiegħi, kelli x-xogħol tiegħi, jien taraf tiegħi, ta' sieħbi kien jintaraf differenti, kien jaħdem sabiħ bħali, però x-xogħol kien differenti. U kellek varjazzjoni, il-ħkun li kienu varjazzjoni ta' xogħol. Illum ħafna xogħol huwa uniformi fil-vetrini, għax tara l-istess xogħol. Għax imbagħad timporta, kulħadd timporta l-istess oġġett, l-istess disin.
Sfortunatament, situazzjoni fej tintref mux tradizzjonali.
Mux sa' dispiċċa, ma' jitfacċaw fan ma' konna ħdimna id-dinja mux sa' tiqaf ħagġet fa' għagġenti, ħajkun kapaċ, ħajkun. Ma' situazzjoni hija ibsa. Hija ibsa. Għax iż-żgħir, jien nħossu l-żgħir ma tantx għandu ċans jiżviluppa ħafna. Jiena rrejt illum iktar tara biex rrejt tgħid ikem ix-xogħol sabiħ, imma jien qabel ma kontx nelli xogħol sabiħ, dak ix-xogħol jiġi bajtajn. Tispeċjalizza bil-prattika bl-iżbalji li tagħmel u inti tikollok iċ-ċans u ċ-ċans illum hu xejn kritiku għax illum kollox spejjeż illum
time
is money, eżatt daqshekku, time is money llum.
Il-ġimgħa d-dieħla ħadu ħosem f'eżibizzjoni.
Iva, għandna eżibizzjoni knisra ta' xbiex, iva, u sankunu għemmek ħajkun xej xogħol tiegħi.
U ħad kun qed taħdem ukoll għalmin ikun jiġi ara kif
isir. Jekk xi ħadd ħeb jinteressa ruħu li tiġi ara kif jinħadem ix-xogħol, illum qatt qaw minn qed ikun jaħdem ta' l-belt u hekk għalmin volli jaħdmu. Però iva, nkunu hemmhekk nkun naħdem da' xejn fuq dawn fuq ix-xogħol hekk. Tinfetaħ il-ġimgħa flaxija, il-ġimgħa xis 6:30, batem s-sift flaxija, u l-ħat matul ġurnata n-nussarta fil-ħodu, u flaxija mbatul għal-ħamsa.
Thank you ħafna tal-li ġejtu tal-informazzjoni kolla li tajtna.
Ringrazzja għalikum, kolla, ringrazzja ħafna.
U għurri għal-exhibition.
Thank you very much, ringrazzja għum għalbi.
Now we will continue with our next special guest, Nadej René Kassar, who is a contemporary jewelry designer. Hello, Nadej. How are you?
I'm good today. Thank you. And you?
I'm okay. Thank you for joining us today. So maybe we start with you telling us something about you.
Basically, I am Nadej Kassar. I design and produce and handmake contemporary jewelry. in sterling silver, and I also work gold and palladium upon request. And this is my passion and basically my job now.
So you do this as a full-time job?
Yes, yes.
And how did it all start?
Basically, I've always been into arts, and after I got my A-levels, basically I did not know if to go to university or what to do. And there was the boom of graphic design, and I enrolled myself at MCAS to study graphic design. But then we had to do a foundation year and go on different workshops like ceramics, woodworking, jewelry, fashion design. And when I was introduced to the jewelry workshop, I totally fell in love with jewelry.
How was it, the situation? I mean, being a jewelry designer in Malta, is it easy?
Basically, this is the 10th year that I've been designing and producing jewelry and kind of setting into my own venture. But I've been doing this as my job for the last 3 years. I can't say that it was easy, because the general public doesn't tend to understand the pricing that goes behind a handmade item and a mass-produced item that is imported from a country of a lower cost of living. So that is one of the biggest problems that all artisans have to face, sadly, not only in jewelry, but most of handmade items, basically. But I think that by persisting, I managed to get a bit the message across that people have started appreciating more a handmade item, you know.
And your brand name is building up.
I can say that in the last 2 years, my name has really gone up, so...
In fact, this is not the first time that you're gonna be participating in the Fashion Week. How many times have you been?
I've participated 3 times. This is the 5th year that the Malta Fashion Week is being done. And I did 2 times. I did a show with the upcoming designers show. So basically, it's a catwalk. I had two different collections. And this year I decided to do a solo exhibition that will be launched as part of the Malta Fashion Week.
Can you tell us a bit more what we should be expecting in this last exhibition?
Basically, the exhibition and the collection go by the name of Unburnished, which is un/burnished. And jewelry making, to burnish, is a technique to polish by rubbing with a piece of metal over the precious metal, for example, over silver, to polish, to remove the scratches and to get a highly polished finish, like a mirror finish. And basically, I named the exhibition Unburnished because I used stones that are not considered to be precious, or are precious but are not altered by man. For example, I used raw diamonds, so they are not cut the way we cut them, so they are raw and natural, and I'm using stones that are not considered to be precious due to certain factors imposed by men.
So they might be a bit imperfect as a stone, or?
But for me, they are still beautiful, you know, because it's nature's design. So that's why the name goes Unburnished, because I mixed stones, fine-cut stones, with stones in their raw state. So there is a mix of even finishes, metal finishes, raw textures versus highly polished, you know. So there is a, I'm kind of questioning the notion of what is precious. Is it because we set standards to a material that makes it precious? At the end of the day, every material can be considered precious just because we like it, you know, because, you know.
Yeah, that's probably even more unique if you leave them in their natural state. I think
personally,
there's more uniqueness to each stone.
Yes, personally, I find a real beauty in such stones. And all the items in this exhibition are exclusive one-offs. So I have 34 pieces. And I won't be repeating the design, basically, because that is something that I've been trying to work upon by producing pieces that are of an exclusive nature, so that the person who buys them has the guarantee that he's the only one owning that design. So it makes it even more special.
More prestigious, yes. I'm very excited for the opening.
Thank you.
So this will be launched on the 12th. So
on the 12th
and
May.
And open... From the 13th onwards,
yes,
from the general public?
Yes, till the 9th of June,
and
basically,
it will be
at the Malta Society of Arts in Valletta, which is in Republic Street.
I saw some works from your past collections where you integrated filigree in your contemporary designs. What is your view regarding filigree nowadays?
Personally, I never actually liked filigree until I was taught how to handmake it, basically. And then I started to appreciate the beauty of the skill. Unfortunately, I think that sometimes it is a very beautiful skill, but sometimes the application is always the same repetition, mm-hmm. you know. Some people might like it, for example, certain tourists might like it, but I find that, especially us Maltese, we are so used at seeing the same motifs over and over again since we were young at souvenir mm-hmm. shops that we tend not to look at filigree.
It doesn't look trendy to us.
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe in Malta we were a bit stuck in the method of application, in the application mm-hmm. of filigree. I tried to apply it in a contemporary way, basically. I produced a collection for the Malta Fashion Week for 2012, I believe, yes. And I mixed this technique with exotic woods, which have a natural occurring colors, like pink, red, but they are natural. And so you have a technique that is Maltese with materials that are purely exotic, you know, from South Africa, from South America, which have nothing to do with each other. Mm-hmm. But the effect really, they
the
really
contrast
turned,
works a lot.
Yes, where they really worked along well.
And is there a particular piece of jewelry that maybe you consider to be your absolute favorite, or maybe a designer of jewelry who maybe inspires you?
As regards from my own collections, this is something that I'm always thinking, like, which is my favorite piece. But nowadays, I cannot say that I have a favorite piece. Maybe because all of them are special to me, all mm-hmm. of my creations. One of my favorite pieces is a necklace that I did for the Malta Design Week. It was called the Tantalum necklace. It was inspired by the hands of the octopus, basically. Okay. But for me, all of them are special in their own way.
Well, I do have a favorite from your collections.
Thank you.
It's from the bridal collection, and it's called Gin Tonic. And I admit, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I was so impressed. Even the title is so intriguing, I think. So how did this originate, and why it's called Gin Tonic?
Basically, because I did that a long time ago, I always try to name my pieces with a unique name. I think I named it because it has Swarovski in it, and it kind of looks like there are the bubbles in the drink, kind of. So, and also because it's also a reception drink as well. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you...
It's kind of like having
children these strange names, yeah,
you try to name them all.
Yes. That was all very interesting, and thank you so much, Nadezhda Rene, for joining us.
And thank you for inviting me.
I hope you enjoyed the program today, and I urge you to join us next week. This program was brought to you by the History of Art Department under the coordination of Dr. Giuseppe Scambri Bonacci, who is also the Artistic Director of the Mbina Biennale 2015. For those of you who wish to either listen again to the programs or if you missed the program, you can find them on the following website, maltauniversitybroadcasting.com, under the Webcasts tab, and you can choose Savoir Faire. I am Melanie Farrugia, and I hope you join us next week for another program of Savoir Faire.